Welcome to Podcast Ed, the podcast of RedefinedOnline.org, covering the stories behind the new definition of public education. On this episode, Redefined senior writer Lisa Bowie talks to Jennifer Strickland, a widowed parent from Pensacola. Jennifer is an independent cosmetics consultant and former retail manager. When her husband died 4 years ago, the tragedy significantly affected her family's finances. Jennifer talks about her struggle to keep her son at his Catholic school and how she hopes a change in state law will help her and other families who find themselves in similar situations. Thank you for listening and enjoy the episode.
A little bit about Jack and his school and his educational journey.
Well, my son Jack is in the ninth grade at Pensacola Catholic High School here in Pensacola, Florida. He has been in a private Catholic school since he was in the third grade. When he started school, when he was in kindergarten, we lived over in an area called Navarre Beach, which is about 45 minutes from Pensacola in a different county. And I put him in the private school there. I was divorced, and so my income was limited. And so I put him in our local public school, which the schools in that county are quite a bit better, really, education-wise and a lot of other areas than the schools here in Escambia County. However, I always wanted him in a Catholic school because we are Catholic, and I believe in a Catholic education. It's a good foundation for children today. But he was out there in kindergarten, first grade, did very well. After a couple of years, I married my late husband who passed away 4 years ago. We moved back to Pensacola, to Escambia County. We really hadn't settled on a place of town, area town we were going to live in. So we were living in his rental house at the moment. So we put Jack in a public school, a local public school at that time. And he did fine there, but the house that we bought was in a different district, and there was absolutely no way I was going to put him in a public school. And we were really in a position at that time, I was being newly married, that a private Catholic education would be feasible for us financially at that time. So he began third grade at St. John's Catholic School and was there until last year when he graduated from the eighth grade and then moved on to Catholic High School here in Pensacola. The education that is provided him is more advanced than given in a public school. The classrooms are smaller, and there is really a zero tolerance for even just small things that aren't really addressed in public education. And I have close friends that are public school teachers. My next door neighbor is a public school teacher. My stepmother is a public school teacher out in California of all places. So I am very clear on what really goes on in the schools, in the classroom, as far as discipline, as far as distractions with children, that sort of thing. And my son has gotten a very good education. Additionally, when my husband passed away 4 years ago, Jack's stepfather, it was over the summer when this happened. So when Jack began school again, he was going into the sixth grade, middle school, which is a tough age for any kid anywhere. I mean, I can remember middle school, and that's one group of years I would never want to repeat, because it's awkward. Everyone's developing at a different, you know, rate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just a tough time. But the kids in that, there were every class was like, there's like 18 kids in the classroom. It's St. John's Catholic School is a very small school, 200 kids in the entire school from K-3 to eighth grade. So there was a very, very strong sense of community all through the years. And just as a side note too, what I want to add is that the children, there was one class for each grade level. So in other words, they moved up from each grade together, the same kids. It wasn't like I grew up in the Florida public school system. I went to public school my entire school career. And I know that schools, you know, there's maybe two or three or four grade teachers for each, classes for each grade. So sometimes you might not have your same friends year to year. And that's typical in a larger school. Their school is so small that they were such a close-knit little group of kids because they moved up from third, fourth, every year together. And only when they went to Catholic, it's a larger school, not that large compared to, you know, our public high schools in the area. It's small compared to that, but much larger than St. John's. But several of his friends are there as well. So that's a comfort for him. But when he went through that time, when he started sixth grade, you know, the school, and we also go to church at St. John's. The church is also on the school property. So it was a very strong community with the staff, the faculty, the priest, and his students, the teachers, his friends, the friends' families, that really, really helped both of us get through what was a really difficult time. And that sense of community that he has felt all these years is what he told me, because I asked him last night, you know, what is your really favorite thing about where you are at Catholic High School? He goes, oh, it's my friends. He goes, I love my school. He said, but he told me, he said, it's my friends. He said, because he is so close to those kids that he's been with all these years. And that is so important. I think it fosters a sense of security with a child. And I just think that's a wonderful thing. That's really how he got through a really difficult time when he lost his stepfather, because he was very close to his stepfather.
Yeah. So that sense of community was there for him. Yes. How was it also there for you as a parent?
Because the school is so small and he's been the same close with all of his friends. I'm close with the friends, a lot of the parents of his friends, and also several of the teachers there are my friends. We've become friends. And so just thought it extended out to us as a family. It wasn't just Jack. I mean, they know us on a personal level, and feeling that support, you know, offer to help with just anything that we needed, you know, I mean, was always there. And that meant so much. And I feel like, you know, when we bought this house, I think that was just where we needed to be so that we could be a part of that community, because it has made all of the difference.
Mm-hmm. Tell me how, and I'm so sorry to hear you about your husband's passing. Did that affect you financially?
Well, it affected us quite a bit. My husband, he was the breadwinner in the family. When we got married, he told me that if I wanted to continue working full time, that was entirely my choice, but that he made plenty of money to take care of all of the financial obligations. And that if I just wanted to do something part time so I could be home for, you know, be available for my son and also to be travel with him for his job whenever that was something that would, you know, that was a possibility, that really would be the best case scenario. I was welcome to do that. So that's what I did. I just worked really part-time. So my main focus was finally being a mom to my son. He's the youngest of four children. And when I was married to Jack's father, I had to work full-time with my other three children. So I missed so much of their school activities, things growing up, of them growing up. And because I worked retail. And so when Jack was born, I really wanted that to be different. And then after I married my late husband, it was, and I was so grateful for that. So when he passed away, all that income was gone. And, you know, we had money in savings, you know, and life insurance policy and whatnot, but, and I received Social Security for Jack, but we were significantly impacted financially by his passing. A chance to have a scholarship like the Step Up for Students would be, I mean, because I'm still a single mom and things get more expensive. He's in high school now, you know, things cost more, tuition's more, there's no uniforms now. I mean, so it's like he has to have clothes and all this stuff. So it's everything. And it's a huge sacrifice, but it's one that I feel so strongly about. That's why I'm doing everything I can to keep him where he is.
Now, you applied for a state scholarship. Tell me how that went.
I wasn't eligible because Jack was not in a public school the year prior to me applying. And I was really surprised, because other than that, we totally would have qualified for the scholarship. I could not believe it. I read it two or three times just to make sure I was reading that correctly. I was so shocked, and I felt discriminated against because my son was in a private school, which really was the best choice for my son. And I realized that every parent doesn't feel the way I do about a Catholic education, and that's okay. But I feel like it should be really the parent's choice, you know, where they put their child, and it shouldn't be a penalty because you didn't have your child in a public school. It's almost like you're just, I don't want to use the word bullied into doing that, but kind of coerce into keeping your child in a public school so you can qualify for the scholarship. I think that's just ridiculous. And it would have helped us so much. And like I said, still would, if we could qualify for that. And the only reason we don't is because he was not in a public school the year before, you know, the prior year.
What would it have been like to have to remove him from that school, especially right after the time that your husband passed away?
Oh my gosh, it would have been, I think about that. And of course I thought, that was the first thing I thought of when my husband passed away. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to take Jack out of private school. That's the first thing, because it was expensive. It was an extra $450 a month just to send him there. And I just was like, and that was the Catholic rate. You get a Catholic rate. That was the Catholic rate. I just was, what am I going to do? I mean, what am I going to do? I mean, I can't, he's already going through a rough time. He's going into middle school, which as we all know is a rough time anyway. He just lost his stepfather. He was very, very close to, he was devastated by that. And to pull him out of a private school and put him in a public school where the culture is so different. I mean, just everything is so different in a private versus a public school. And I'm not saying it's bad, really. It's just whether what you believe or what you feel, it's just so different. And to put a child in a different, just take them out of everything they feel secure in, the little bit that they have left when they lose such a close person in their life, and have to put them in something totally unfamiliar, new kids, new way of doing things, new culture, new teachers, new everything. I just shudder to think of, and at a time in his life where kids turn to drugs, all kinds of other things to cope, and all types of terrible things. And as a single parent, my mind just was reeling. So I just prayed that I could keep him where he was, because I did not want to have to face that.
So what did you have to do in order to maintain payment of tuition? What did you have to go through? What sacrifices did you make to keep him in that school?
Well, we just didn't really have any extras. I mean, we paid our bills. You know, we managed to get the bills paid, you know, house payment, all our utilities and whatnot, and car payment and things like that. But there just weren't any, there weren't really a lot of extras. And I didn't ask for help from my family because I didn't want to do that. I've been able to keep him there. But it has been it's been tough. It's not going to get any easier. And, you know, the older he gets, you know, he's in the ninth grade. And as he goes to, you know, junior, senior year and whatnot, and starts driving and needs, you know, other things, and he plays football. So that's an expense and everything's for that. So we just had to really watch what we did Jack and I both, we just didn't do a lot of extra things. We didn't take trips. We didn't go out to eat really. I mean, very, very, very seldom. Things that he would want to do with his friends, it all would depend on how much it was going to cost and things like that, which, I mean, he's never been spoiled. I'm not saying that, but it's just, he couldn't really do the things that we did as a family before my late husband passed away. And so it was a total lifestyle change, which we were okay with that. We knew we were going to have to do that, but having a little break on the tuition would really have helped. And just to know that the only reason he can't get it is because he didn't go to a public school last year is just like, you got to be kidding me. But I'll do everything I can to keep him where he is. But it is just, it's something I worry about all the time.
Did you have to return to work or increase your hours as a result of his not getting the scholarship?
Yes, I've had to do that. I've had to work, go back to work, and to increase the income in the family. I'm still managed to maintain a somewhat flexible schedule, so I am here when my son needs me. But there are times I've had to travel for work and different things, so I'm not here. But I may have to return. So I've returned part-time, but I may have to return full-time depending on the financial situation. It's something I'm always looking at. Mm-hmm. So, I'm grateful for the last few years to have been here for myself, you know, been home. I think being basically a work from home, stay at home parent with him after my husband passed away has made such a positive difference in his life. I didn't fully realize how much that positively impacted kids until, because like I said, my other three children, I worked all the time. I wasn't home. They were more latchkey kids and whatnot. But they turned out okay, but it's been so much better being able to be here with Jack all these years since he was 8 years old. And now he's almost 15, like I said. So, and I think the older they get, they probably need you more at home. You know, they need that positive influence. They need you there and need their parents, a parent around. So I'm just hopeful to be able to continue to do that, not have to be away and have him be basically raise himself like a lot of kids have to do.
How did you feel when you went and spoke before the Senate about the bill that's currently under consideration that would change this for you?
Well, I basically told them my story in a really condensed version because we only had a very short amount of time to speak. I was really so grateful for the opportunity to be able to tell our story that way. I only wish I'd had a few more minutes to elaborate on a couple of points because I feel that they really need to hear from the parents in these situations because we're the ones that are really impacted by it on such a personal level. It's our children it's affecting. And it isn't fair the way that it's being done right now. Whether you want your child in a private or a public school should be irrelevant. It should be up to the parent to decide what is the best place for their child, no matter where that is. And that should be the end of it. No one should be made to feel discriminated against because of a certain guideline. I just feel that it's very, very important. So all families, and it's fair for all families to be able to take advantage of this if they qualify, regardless of where their children go to school. Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel knowing that these bills include a change to the rules regarding eligibility and not requiring the attendance in a public school the year prior?
I hope so much that this will pass. I think that would be huge. It would be huge. It'd be such a game changer for children like Jack. It would make such a difference because I know I'm not the only parent in this situation. There are other parents of children in the same type of situation. Maybe they didn't lose a spouse or anything, but they're in a situation where they could really benefit from the scholarship. If they could just, and the only thing that's keeping them ineligible is the fact their child was not in a public school in the prior year. I feel like it's so important to remove that stipulation so that all families have the opportunity to take advantage of this if they need it.